This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. During his nightly address to the nation Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced plans to dismiss Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov from his post. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Zelensky said he planned to ask Parliament this week to replace him with Rustam Umerov, who heads Ukraine's main privatization fund. The move sets the stage for the biggest shakeup of Ukraine's defense establishment since the war was launched by Russia in February 2022. Reznikov, who was named defense minister in November 2021, has helped secure billions of dollars of Western military aid to help the war effort. But he has been dogged by graft allegations surrounding his ministry, which he described as smears. The change of defense minister must be approved by Parliament, which Zelensky said he expects to happen.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Sunday an independent inquiry has found no evidence that a Russian ship had collected weapons from the country late last year destined for Russia. The U.S. accusations raised questions over South Africa's professed stance of non-alignment and neutrality over Russia's war in Ukraine and concerns of possible Western sanctions. In an address to the nation, Ramaphosa said the accusations had a damaging effect on South Africa's economy and its standing in the world. Firefighters were battling a fire at a national park in Greece, Europe's deadliest blaze this summer, on Sunday. The wildfire in the northeastern region of Evros has killed at least 20 people, destroyed homes and livelihoods, and scorched lush forests. While summer wildfires are common in Greece, the government says conditions, which scientists link to climate change, have made them more intense this year. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants Eritrean migrants involved in a violent clash in Tel Aviv to be deported immediately and has ordered a plan to remove all the country's African migrants. Sunday's remarks came a day after bloody protests by rival group of Eritreans in South Tel Aviv left dozens of people injured. The violence returned to the fore the issue of migrants, which has long divided Israel. Its resurgence comes as Israel is torn over Netanyahu's judicial overhaul plan. Supporters cite the migrant issue as a reason why the court should be reined in, saying they have stood in the way of pushing migrants out. Much of southern Taiwan has come to a standstill with a typhoon churning over towns and farmland. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Residents have been urged to stay at home, and flights, trains, ferry services, classes, and outdoor events have been suspended. The winds and driving rains have forced in unsecured doors, uprooted trees, and caused flooding in some low-lying areas. The Interior Ministry says almost 4,000 people have been evacuated from mountain communities that are at high risk of landslides and flooding. Families have brought sleeping mats and other necessities to school gyms and public meeting halls, where they have been provided with food and drink. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Madrid's mayor on Sunday advised all residents to stay at home as the capital braced itself for torrential rain and storms affecting parts of Spain. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina reports.
A red alert extending from Madrid to the city of Cadiz in the south was issued by the National Weather Agency, meaning possible extreme danger. Madrid's emergency services sent texts to residents, warning them of flood risks and advising them not to use vehicles. On the East Coast, residents of Alsinar were also told to stay home by emergency services. Video footage shared on social media showed torrents of flood water rushing past homes.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo warned China in interviews broadcast on Sunday the patience of U.S. business was wearing thin, saying American companies deserved a predictable environment and a level playing field. The two biggest economies in the world used to be each other's largest trade partners, but Washington now trades more with neighboring Canada and Mexico, while Beijing trades more with Southeast Asia. Raimondo has said U.S. firms face new challenges, among them unexplained large fines, raids on businesses, and changes to counter-espionage law. I'm Joe Ramsey.